So today is All Saints Day. It's a poignant day for Christians as we remember all the saints, all those who believe and follow Jesus Christ from generation to generation. You know, here at True Light, many of us are from families that have been here for many generations, from generation to generation, from the founding of this church, True Light, to today. God is faithful for each and every generation, just as God has been with us in the past here at True Light. God is with us now in the present.
萬四日对于圣徒来讲是一个好感人的日子。我们今日纪念的圣徒，所有世世代代相传和跟随耶稣的人。 在灵光堂，我哋而家有好多人都系世世代代嘅宣传嘅家庭创立嘅灵光堂。真实嘅上帝怜悯每一代嘅人，上帝与我哋嘅前辈喺灵光堂一起，而家上帝与我哋喺灵光堂一起。
Our history here at True Life from generation to generation gives a helpful perspective to living out our faith today. You know, over the years in my work as a college professor, I often teach a class called Christian Church History. And many students don't like history. They think it's about dates and figures, not very relevant for making money. But yet as I teach it, I teach the history of the church as His story, as Christ's story. It's an amazing story. It's our story as Christians. The church is the body of Christ, and the history of His church, Christ's story, in and through His body, the Christians, the church, from generation to generation.
我们在灵光堂的历史代代相传，为我们今日活出信仰提供一个有用的角色。 咁多年嚟，我经常教授基督历史嘅课程，但系而家好多人都唔中意听历史，佢哋认为呢啲历史已经过时啦。我所以教导嘅系教会嘅历史故事，呢啲故事就系基督嘅故事，因为教会系基督嘅身体。
From the beginning of our faith in Christian church history, the saints are all those in heaven and on earth, all those who participate in the life of Christ, those who following Him in suffering and resurrection, after believing in Christ unto death, enter fully into that union with Christ that began here on earth, it's realized in heaven. The teaching of the saints combines the life of the church here and now with the life of the church in the future, the pilgrim, the journeying church, sometimes called the church militant, the church in action, and the church triumphant, the church in glory, the church perfected, the church in heaven. All of it together, the living continuity of the mystical body of Christ, His story, the church that spans time and place, all one in Jesus Christ.
自从基督教会信仰的历史开始，包括在天上、地上的圣徒，都是一起参与基督的生活，跟随信仰基督的人，包括死人和活人，全部都混在一起，与神同在。 这些联合的一起是在地上的开始，直到在天上的实现。圣徒与教会结合生活在基督里面，是在地上和天上。我们的教会就是身体被称为朝圣者教会。基督在天上的
The Christian Church is His story, the story of Christ, the Church, the body of Christ that spans heaven and earth. This teaching, the Church, the body of Christ, His story. It connects heaven and earth. It has brought and continues to bring comfort and peace to Christians. From loved ones from previous generations in the Christian church, we're still one in Christ. The dead in Christ, the living in Christ, all continue to participate in the eternal life of Christ. This is the teaching of All Saints Day. Our story as Christ's story is His continuity in life and in death. His life from generation to generation.
基督的教会故事就是教会跨越天地的空时空，基督的身体。这个跨越时空的基督身体，教会故事是明了天地连接，继续为基督徒带来平安。在我们的祖先前辈基督信仰的人和我们现在的基督教会混合一起，继续参与基督，永远有永生的盼望。基督的教会故事就是基督徒世世代代地活着有永生的生命。
Our first reading today from the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, it gives us a glimpse into heaven, the last things. It says, I looked and behold, John writes, I saw a multitude that no one could number, from all tribes and peoples and languages around the world, standing before the throne of God and before the Lamb, who is Jesus Christ, clothed in white robes, palm branches in hands, all singing, salvation belongs to our God and to the Lamb who sits on the throne. And the angels and the saints and everyone crying out, Amen, blessing, honor, glory, thanksgiving, power and might be to God forever and ever.
我们今天第一次阅读的圣经是圣经最收尾的一本，是启示录。带领我们在个天堂，启示录他就是这样写，此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有能数过来，从各国、各民族、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕之叶，大声喊着，愿救主归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。众天使都站在宝座和众长老并四活物的周围，在宝座前面伏于地敬拜神，在这里说阿们，众赞责荣耀智慧感谢尊贵权柄大力都归于我们的神，直到永永远远，阿们。
So in our reading from Revelation, we see a multitude beyond count. You can't count it. From every nation and language, you've got Yingwen, Zhongwen, all languages there, all centered in Jesus Christ. Now, I can count today who's here. E-R-San. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. We're reminded though, right, as Christians, that we are surrounded by a much larger church, a church of heaven, which is beyond count. It gives us encouragement. It gives us support. We look forward in faith to being one day part of that communion, partaking of that number beyond count. It's good to be here, right? Now, as we take count, and we look forward to being beyond count, beyond description of our eternal life in heaven that we have with Jesus Christ, our destiny in Christ.
在这里我们看到来自不同的国家语言的人都来以基督为中心。我们每个星期日都在礼拜堂里面在这里数下有多少个人。这样呢 记得在这里呢就是都挺好的。我们凭着基督的信仰期待着来自世界各地无数天堂的信徒。这些就是我们在基督里面的归宿。
This teaching the church, the body of Christ, that spans heaven and on earth, it's brought comfort and peace to Christians for centuries, and it does to us today. You know, we participate in the life of Christ. We're part of His story that connects us with the living and the dead in Jesus Christ.
基督教会的故事就是教会跨越天地时空的基督身体。我们参与基督，我们 是故事的一部分，连接生者和死者，大地与天堂。
There's a story from church history that I like a lot that talks about our participation in Christ, His story, being part of Christ's story. The story is from the year 1529, 500 years ago or so. It happened in Germany in a place called Marburg. There at Marburg, 500 years ago, a man named Martin Luther, we heard about last week, Ulrich Zwingli, two pastors and reformers of the Christian church, the height of the Reformation. Luther and Zwingli, two reformers of the church, they got into it. They had a big discussion about where is Jesus Christ? Where is the body of Christ?
在教会在历史上的故事讲明了我们参与基督的生命，我们是其中的故事的一部分。这个故事发生在1529年德国马律堡城市，大约在500年前，在德国马律堡城市有两位著名的教会改革家，一位是马丁路德，另一位是乌尔里希茨温宁。这两位著名改革家是教宗改革的高峰期。路德和茨温宁两位教会的改革者在那里展开了讨论，基督的身体在哪里呢？
So you read in the Bible, right? You look in the book of Acts, you look in the Gospel of Luke, it tells us clearly the body of Jesus Christ went up to heaven. We call it the ascension, it goes up to heaven. We don't see Jesus directly anymore. Book of Hebrews says we're surrounded by a cloud of witnesses, those who believe to Jesus. Faith is belief in things not seen, the Bible says. So where is the body of Christ? So Zwingli said, well, it's at the right hand of God. We say it in the creed, it's said in Scripture. Right there is where the body of Christ is.
使徒行传和路加福音很清楚地告诉我们，基督的身体，基督自己升了天。我们不再直接见到基督，就好像希伯来书那么说，信是对未来之事的信任。那基督的身体去了哪呢？赐温尼说在天上，坐在上帝的右边，正如我们的使徒信经里面所讲的承认都是这样讲。
Where is the body of Christ? So Luther argued that Christ, yes, he goes up to heaven, the Son of God sits at the right hand of God in heaven as Scripture teaches, but that this very same body of Christ is also there and also there. The body of Christ, the body of Christ, the body of Christ. It's the same body of Christ, Luther said, that's in heaven and on earth. The very same body of Jesus Christ, which we receive in the Lord's Supper, because what do we say when we receive it? The words of Jesus, this is my body. This is my blood.
咁基督喺边度呢？路德亦都同意，基督喺天上，正如使徒记宣所讲，坐喺上帝嘅右边。路德亦都讲，基督嘅身体唔单止喺天上，佢仲喺世上。我哋喺度领圣餐嘅时候，主嘅话语就系话，拿着这个饼，呢个系我嘅身体，呢个系我嘅血。
And every time we receive the Lord's Supper, we receive the very same body of Christ that connects heaven and earth. It is the body of Christ. It spans heaven and earth. Luther insisted on this point. He insisted of the closeness of Christ to us, not just out there, but here in God's Word, here in the sacrament, the body, the very blood of Jesus Christ given for sinners like us.
每一次我们领圣餐的时候，我们都会领遇到基督的身体是上天和在我们现在的身体。基督的身体连接着天和地。路德坚持这一点，就是说因为圣经是上帝的话语， 在这里他就是这样说，这个是我的身体，这个是我的宝血，就是说基督的宝血和身体 是我们的教会。
When we participate in communion, when we partake of communion, we are one union, co-union with Christ. The living and the dead are also there in Christ. We partake of the same living body of Christ. It's not just you and me communing, it's me and Jesus and you and all those in heaven and all Christians who commune with Christ here on earth.
当我们参与圣餐，我们 和基督徒自己已逝去的人已经同埋混合埋一起，因为在基督里面，无论生或者死，我们都分享同一个活生生的基督身体。
To commune is to participate in the living life of Christ, to be started part of a much larger story that connects heaven and earth.You know, for us, when we commune, right, we commune with loved ones who have died in the faith. Loved ones who are now in heaven with Christ, we commune with them. It's a wonderful reminder and strength to us as we come to communion. On All Saints Day, as we come to communion, it's good to remember that we commune with loved ones who are now in heaven with Christ. We partake with one another the eternal life here in Christ, even with those on earth.
领圣餐就是参与基督成为故事的一部分，连接着生死的人，连同天地，连同在一起。当我们领圣餐的时候，我们在基督里面去世的，同去世的人一起领受基督。领受基督，我们在天上和地上一起分享着基督。在万圣日，我们来到这个圣餐前，是一个好时机去记住我们与所有基督里面拥有永生的人所拥有的生活的联系。无论在天上或者是地上，我们都是与基督里面唯一。
Every time, even here at this little altar in Manhattan and Chinatown on a marathon Sunday, when I kneel down, I'm communing with Grandma and Grandpa who are now in heaven. I'm communing with my Uncle Ron who just died to be with the Lord this year. I'm communing with them every time I kneel down with the angels, with heaven meeting here on earth because Christ is here and I'm here with Christ.And I'm here with everyone who is with Christ. What a powerful teaching of comfort and hope. You know, where did Christ go when he ascended to heaven? Luther was asked this and said, well, he's in heaven, but he's also here. And you know where Christ also went? They pressed Luther on it. And Luther said, Christ went into the world, into the cosmos, everywhere.Jesus himself says when he ascends into heaven in Matthew, Go therefore to all nations in all the world, make disciples, baptizing and teaching them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and I am with you always.
基督升了天之后去了哪呢？在500年前的德国城市叫做 Marble， 亦都有人问路德这个问题，基督升了天之后去了哪？路德就回答，去了宇宙，去了全世界。基督在升了天之前，马太福音里面就讲，所以你们要去，使万民作我们的信徒，奉父子圣灵的名 俾佢哋施洗，教导佢哋。
We are the body of Christ. That's how Scripture describes the church, the body of Christ. The Bible has many ways to put this. It is no longer you who live, but Christ who lives in you. Or the Bible says we are the body of Christ with many members, many gifts. Disciples are made by Jesus from around the world. And how does Jesus continue his work today, even here in Chinatown and Manhattan? The promise of Revelation, our first reading, says all languages and nations before the throne of God in heaven. But even now, this work is being done towards that through us, through the church, through Christ. People meet Jesus in you and in me. Jesus works through you and in me. This is how he brings people to heaven, through you and through me, the body of Christ in the world.
我们就是基督的身体，正如上帝的话语说，不再是我们自己活着，而是基督在我们里面活着。我们在基督的身体，在这个世界，为这个世界而生存。基督透露给我们知，在我们里面，我们和我们一起发挥祂的救赎能力。基督的门徒从万国万民中产生，由基督在我们里面工作，透过我们的服侍，成为基督的身体，为全世界服务。正如我们第一次阅读的启示录那阵时这么说，天堂的应许是给所有国家不同语言的基督徒的应许，而这件事是我们之中通过我们的基督的身体会进行实验。
You see, we are what we eat, the body of Christ, the body of Christ. Jesus describes what this body of Christ looks like in our gospel reading today. He says every time that there's a peacemaker, one who makes peace, we are blessed. Blessed are the peacemakers. They will bring a blessing of Jesus to others. Our gospel reading promises that. Every time we make peace, we reconcile and not argue or divide. We are doing Christ's work. We're bearing Christ in this world. I think it encourages us to bring some peace this week instead of division. Peace to bring Christ to those around us.
你会看到，每当我们成为和平之子，我们就蒙福了，亦都会成为他人的祝福。这个就是今天我们读的福音给我们的应许。在基督里面，我们是促进和平的人。我们制造和平，而不是制造争吵和分裂。我们就是在世界里面为基督和为世界做紧基督的工作。今个星期将和平带给人，将基督带给我们身边的人。
Jesus also said, blessed are the poor in spirit. You know, every time we feel that poverty of spirit, burned out, ready to quit, every time we admit our spiritual need, our deficit, that's when God's grace is powerful in us. Scripture says, when we are weak, we are strong in Jesus. To have that grace which is sufficient for us. And our gospel reading invites us to bring Jesus, to bring his grace, his strength this week to others.
我们心灵贫乏，或者感到疲顿，或者想放弃的时候，我们要承认我们的圣灵上需要上帝的恩典，天国就是属于我们的。基督是我们的力量，我们在软弱的时候，基督在我们里面通过我们而坚强。
Where is the body of Christ? Oh, sorry.
Okay. 祂的恩典对我们来说是已经足够。今个星期将基督的恩典和力量带给其他人。
Where is the body of Christ? Well, it's embodied in us and through us. We are the body of Christ. We partake of the body of Christ. We receive it. We are what we eat. We realize again that we are the body of Christ in this city, and to be his peacemakers and grace givers.
Okay, 基督在哪里呢？他在我们里面，通过我们展示出来。耶稣基督的身体在哪里呢？是以充满力量和能力去在这个食圣餐的时候会出现。
This is the teaching of All Saints Day. You know, look, we're a small church, aren't we? It's okay. We're part of a much larger church, aren't we? Of heaven that we look forward to. There's nothing that can separate us from this. God's love for us in Jesus Christ. Scripture promises us that. It's our role to be faithful, to be grace givers to others, to remain and partake of Jesus. It's all his story, the body of Christ. We partake of that body, we are that body. And our story as Christians is part of his much larger eternal story. He lives from generation to generation.
在这里我们跟基督里面已去世的人和一起生存的一起向分享基督的身体，在这里在基督里面天同地相遇，耶稣是我们在我们的心里面。在这里我们再次明白到，我们所领受的就是我们的基督的身体，基督在这个城市，在这个城市而生存。这个教会，这个身体，它是在这个故事跨越了和连接的天和地，不断地带领我们安慰和平安。我们为基督 的故事，我们作为基督徒，我们的故事就是基督的故事，他的生命代代相传。阿门。